This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Life and Faith. My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking with Cara Martin this week, and we're talking about connections between faith and work. And last time we talked about a very important notion of calling, a vocation. And Cara, last time you explained that this was a deeply Christian idea, even though there are many people who aren't believers of any sort who feel a calling to particular things in their lives. Certainly it's true, isn't it, that the Christian concept of calling can add a lot to someone's life. We might struggle with coherence in our life or sort of an overarching story. The idea of calling really plays into that, doesn't it? I remember a few years ago reading Neil McCormack's book, Killing Bono. He grew up with Bono, and he and Bono bounced off each other. One was a believer, Bono, and McCormack was not. He was an atheist. And he said at one point in his book, he said, "You know the problem with a godless universe? You're on your own, responsible for no one but yourself. Every time you contemplate the future, you're forced to conclude that ultimately your fate is to simply cease to be. And it's hard to care about things, let alone care about yourself." And I thought it was a really deeply honest idea. So to anyone who asks the question why we're here, the notion of calling can add an immense value, can't it?
Absolutely. And I think one of the important things that even people who don't have a faith feel about a calling is that it's something from outside. It's something external. And they just have this sense of everything coming together and everything making sense in what they're doing and what they're able to achieve and the people that they're working with. And that's just beautiful when it happens. You just have a sense, yes, at last, I found it.
Last time we talked about vocation and being called and being sort of confirmed in whatever work we might do, for instance. Let's talk about some of those concepts. You said last time many are called but few are given a special task. What did you mean by that?
Well, I guess sometimes people have a sense that some people, they're really special because they obviously know their calling and they're often running with the wolves
or
whatever.
They've got a 5-year plan.
Yeah, that's right.
Could never come up with a month plan. But
the reality is, I think we're all called. There is actually a purpose and there's a meaning for each of us here. So whether or not we feel that we have that special calling, we're actually all called. It is true that there will be times when people do have that special sense of a special task and they're out front and they're doing it. But I think it's also good to keep in balance the fact that actually we're all called and that we can all find our place and our role and something significant and useful to do.
This seems to flow into the idea of a general calling to belong and to be, but I guess a particular calling to do something.
Yeah, that's right. So we're all called in the sense of called to belong to a community. We're all called to be who we were created to be. But this idea of doing things is where sometimes there's a difference. And I saw Anna Bligh responding to the crisis in Queensland, and I just thought, she actually reached her moment of calling there. You could just see it. She just was the right person at the right time with the right words and the right face of compassion and order and structure at that time. You could just see it all come together. So every now and then there are moments when you see that there's a special task that someone's just the right person to do at that time.
There's another thing you mentioned that I wondered about. What did you mean by the idea of calling having a basis in relationship?
I think this is really important. Sometimes we lose that that sense. Often, for example, if you think about calling in society where someone's called to a sport or as an artist, there's a sense that they can ditch everything else or ignore everything else to fulfill that calling. But I think if you look at the history of calling and its roots in the Christian tradition, it's always called to something. To respond to our Creator, to respond to the people around us, even to embrace creation and nature and those things. So there's a sense always of relationship running through things. I don't think at all there is a time when we can fulfill our callings without actually responding to other people and forming relationship with other people.
Can you only be called to things like serving other people in need? I mean, obviously, that's a more obvious one, but there are other things you can be called to.
I think you can get called to a whole load of things. And I think we have a calling that we fulfill just in our everyday things, like whether we're a partner or we're a parent, there's a whole load of callings like that.
A friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also callings that we fill in our workplace. We might not see them as callings at the beginning, but if we see them as callings and try and look for that richness in there, then it can make work much more meaningful.
More to say on this, Cara. Let's pick it up again next time.
Sure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.